Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm here with the one and only Ryan Bailey.
What up, Sup Nation?
Host of So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. I just chugged a cold brew at 9 p.m.
So. Ooh, that could be interesting for the rest next 12 hours.
Yeah, let's go, Laura. Yeah. I'm the human embodiment of Tony running around right now.
How long does that keep you up? Is that just like a... flash in the pan.
Well, unfortunately, the podcast, I didn't take your advice still, and I'm doing like 3 hour episodes still. So I'll work a full day, and then I have so many sound cues, and I'll just edit all night.
Oh my God. So, yeah, you do like a complicated podcast.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be this complicated.
High production value. You're giving the listeners like, everything they want and more.
It's like when Peter said he was like the James Cameron of short films and he had Sandoval on a roof and a green screen.
Yeah.
Like that's what I'm trying to do with GarageBand and a laptop.
That's you with sound.
Yeah. Like
it's audio engineer extraordinaire.
I'm really reinventing the wheel.
Did you get Audacity?
I did.
For real audio heads that know like the ins and outs of podcasts.
I had a huge problem with GarageBand last week and I texted Lara the next day and she said, use Audacity. And I did download it. But you know what it's like with a new program? It just looks like a foreign language at first and you mm-hmm. get really scared and I'm so used to GarageBand, all the, you know.
Yeah, you know the bells and whistles already.
Yeah, but have you ever done that where it's like just everything craps out on you at like right when you're about to upload?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was like the first... I would say month or so of me podcasting just by myself was like trying to figure all that shit out. And there would be like 12 hour days where I was just like, how is anything happening?
And then it's
happening?
3 a.m. and you're like in tears and you're like, this is what happens when you don't pay attention in high school.
Yeah.
This is what happens. Like, yeah.
Everything in your life comes into question in those moments. You're like, and you're like, I made a wrong turn once at 13 and now here we are. But then it all somehow works itself out.
Yeah. Like I was like, is this going to literally turn me off all reality shows eventually? Like,
honey, it might.
Well, this season might.
Truly, after watching Summer House season 4, episode 1 last night, I am ready to abandon ship of Vanderpump Rules. And I fucking like will swear my loyalty to another.
Who knew that? If you mention finger blasting in a show, like that, it's just like that's the thing. Like, that's what Vanderpump Rules need is 100% more finger blasting because I was laughing.
1,000% more finger blasting.
I was enjoying myself. It felt like a light breeze. I felt like I was like taking my medication. It just was good.
Yeah, it was fun. And I really think a lot of the fun of that show has to do with just the setup of it in general, of like, this is a summer house. Like, this isn't our real lives. Like, this is where we go to vacation and, like, get away from it all, which intrinsically, like, makes you feel kind of joyous and free. And it's, like, has less stakes than, like, hey, this is where we work and where we live and, like, who we fuck and, like, everything about our horrible, shitty lives. And, like, now I feel like we're reaching a point where Vanderpump exists in its own weird Vanderpump vacuum.
Yeah.
And, like, none of the... I feel like a lot of the cast members have serious beef with each other.
Oh, they don't like to be around each other.
But
it's
no
obvious.
No one's pulling a beef trigger, so they just simmer.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it completes it. I mean, that's what we see in this whole bachelor party is Jax not liking Sandoval, Sandoval participating because he wants to be a good guy. Nobody, like, all the, like, Christian, Katie, Stassi, like, we had scenes this week where it was literally Lisa, like, telling us what the scheduling is like at the, like, well, you know, like, it's so hard to manage. Or Summer House, they just are, like, going to party. They literally are going to drink booze and for 2 days. But it's, like, fun because even when you watch, what's his name, like, him and his
Kyle and Amanda, like, the sad hetero element of Summer House.
It's, like...
It's, like, giving you that Vanderpump Rules, Sandoval, Kristen season 2 energy.
But on, or Jax and Brittany
season 6. Like, yeah, where it's, like... No, don't do it.
Yes.
But, like, they just do it anyway.
But even, like, the small things, even on Summer House, I was liking, like, when Kyle was, like, packing the car and he had, like, 20 dress shirts. And I was like, all for the week? I was like, what? All for the weekend? And then in my head, I was like, well, maybe he's packing for the whole summer. I was like, but then he comes back. And then, but it, those are fun things to think about. Like, Vanderpump, I already know what they're going to wear. I don't care anymore. And I hate to say this, you guys, because we're a family that watches this show, but, like, it really is bumming me out lately, and the only reason I knew it is, like you said, is Summer House. It was so light and like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I was like, I was drinking the Kool-Aid of the season, being like, this season's pretty good, like, I can gel with this. And then I watched Summer House, and I was like, fuck this season. Like, I fucking hate Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. But it made me realize what I was truly missing in my life. It, like, filled a void that I didn't even know was there.
Well, I just thought I was growing as a person, and then I watched Summer House, and
I'm
realized,
like,
no.
You were never growing.
Like, you should have asked me, because I know the answer. No, I just realized I watched Summer House, and I was like, I'm not growing. I just don't think Vanderpump Rules, it's like, Grey's Anatomy has been on, I guess, for 12 seasons, and I stopped watching it after season 3, had no clue it was still on the air.
Yeah.
And maybe that's kind of Vanderpump Rules, because
it Grey's feels Anatomy, like Grey's, kind of,
well,
right? And I never watched Grey's, but I still know I know
it
what the
really
Grey's
has a Grey's feeling.
It's such a Grey's vibe, because, like, even people that watched it, like, hardcore, like, when it was first out, and they were like, Grey's!
I loved it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Then they all fell off. And then I guess 20 million people a week still watch Grey's.
A whole
Grey's.
New crowd. And I think maybe it's like those Star Wars prequels, Hate to Get Geeky. Like, somebody must have liked him. Like, I hated him, but somebody, it must have been somebody's cup of tea. But maybe Vanderpump Rules isn't, and maybe next week I'll be back on board. Maybe it's just a bad week, but maybe it's not for me. Maybe I'm a Summer House guy.
I know. That's what I had to realize too. I was like, maybe I'm a Summer House girl.
I'm like SHP, SHP, and I'm like a Summer House. Sorry.
A Summer House person.
Yeah,
SHP.
Yeah.
We'll work.
Yeah, it's a workshop.
Yeah. I was just like, there's something missing. And I think it is just like the ability to really beef with each other on camera, because everyone has so many financial stakes now that, like, they're not going to go as crazy as they were in the previous seasons. But I know that there's still drama. Like, allegiances are ever shifting.
Yeah.
But every single one of the cast is trying to play it safe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just not.
They need that sweet diff money.
Yeah. But, like, why them? Like, why are they taking this route? But I don't know if any other reality show has really taken this route where all of a sudden it becomes, like, neutered of what made it really, like, juicy.
Jax considers himself a expert on TV.
He's an arbiter
He really, like, TV. He knows what good TV is. He knows what good movies are. So in his head,
The Green Mile and Friends.
Shawshank Redemption, babies. Zee Watanabe. No, he goes, somebody's like, oh, you won't last 10 seasons like Friends. He goes, we'll last more. And that's his, like, that's his Achilles heel, is that he does not realize, he thought the, he thinks we're always going to be there like the cast of Friends. Like, he thinks they're that.
No.
He doesn't realize why the show worked in the first place. He really thinks people are invested in his storyline. And I don't think that for a second.
But also, like, what storylines? Like, if you look at this show just objectively, so far there are two storylines that stick out to me, which is, like, Katie and Stassi have sticks up their ass about Kristen's relationship.
And Peter flat ironing his hair.
Peter's flat ironing his hair and just keeping up with his self-care. And Jax and Brittany are getting married, and he kind of is like beefing with Sandoval, but there's no real underlying like push. And that's what last season suffered from. And they're giving a little bit more this season. And I think the new cast members injected a teeny bit of that. And then Sheena's the only one that's like in on the joke at this point, I think.
Well, Sheena's being exactly what we want of Sheena.
Yeah.
Like, and also she is like that middle, she is like the equator where she, everything happens around her and she's not on any side. She's literally just like, I love the pool. Like,
yeah.
Like she's just
like, Sheena's
there.
Not going to go to the beach because there's sand and she doesn't like beaches. So she's going to stick to the pool.
And no offense to, you know, Queen Kristen, but like, you know, Sheena's not forcing plot lines this season. She's not forcing any kind of storylines. She's like the best garnish you could ever have. And you really want to see more of her instead of like even like the Stassi, Kristen, Katie thing. Like at a point I'm just like, I want to tap out of this. Like, I don't even know why I'm not even enjoying this.
No, because it's based on kind of nothing. Like, and that also, when I was trying to like just mentally compare and contrast Summer House and Vanderpump Rules and like thinking of the real, like what my thesis was about, like what is the big difference? I think it really comes down to like the sense of humor the cast has about themselves, where it feels like the cast of Summer House, and this is me having watched 1.5 episodes opining on this, but I think that they have more of a sense of humor about their lives and like what they're doing in the house than the cast of Vanderpump Rules, who take themselves so seriously that it's like, you guys, like, what the fuck are you doing?
You said it perfectly. You feel that tension bubbling under the surface, and it's not a good tension like in the Slap episode.
It's not moving anything forward.
It's just like, oh, we got to show up to our call time and film.
Yeah.
We got to put these old age costumes on and walk down the street for a shot. Like, they're treating it like actors, and this is where you see why they weren't successful actors to begin with.
Oh, gauntlet thrown, but you're right.
But they can't pull it off.
Yeah.
So when you see Jax going, my name's Hal, I like strip clubs and I love pussy, like, you see that, like, you can't even do character work, dude. It's not fun. It's not funny. There's like, even Bo's like, watch
the
this.
The biggest
I'll do
flop
it.
Was Bo. Right? The biggest of all, which truly, that was the moment that I was like, I mean, my eyes have been open to his shenanigans for forever, but that was truly the final nail in the coffin, where it's like, everyone teed him up to land a joke and really like cement himself as a Lawler, and he fucking shanked it in that moment. Well, literally goes, I'm Luke, and I love shoes. And it's like,
and
what
then he does
this
fake, like pulling out fake teeth, space work, and like sloppy. And the thing is, we did see in this episode why exactly they weren't working actors to begin with. So this show shouldn't have happened. This show is a fluke that just happened to take off because these guys really did have real friendships. They were at the age where you do screw around your friends, and like, they caught it on camera. Now what they're trying to make it is something different, and they don't have the acting chops to pull it off.
Yeah.
Haven't you had so many moments this season where you're like, I don't know, is Sandoval acting bad? Like, it seems like he's badly acting instead of being in a scene, you know?
Yeah.
Like, realistically, like,
the scene with him and Schwartz when they were like having that whole kind of fight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it was like just because they were both in weird old man face that wasn't really moving. Like, so it seemed very uncanny valley. But then I was like, I don't think that this is a real argument.
Well, that's the thing. So Sandoval had like three duds in a row for me. And he's my favorite character. Was at that first, the Stassi, The Stassi fight was whatever. He seemed really into that. But then we found out that they had done that a couple times.
Yeah, they did multiple takes of that.
Then the next week you had like him with Bo in the first, you know, taking like, it's my Tom Tom. And that seemed really performative in a way that I haven't seen. I don't know. Like, it just didn't
that
seem real to me.
That seemed funny to me and a little bit more real.
See, for me, it seemed like where
like they're my customers.
Maybe I just didn't want to believe that he would do that, you know, like it just was very extreme.
I think Sandoval always manages a way to like
it was a lot
blow your mind as a viewer where you're like, I feel like he wouldn't do this, and then he always is gonna do that when it comes to
he's
like
the share of Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. It's always something new and different.
Yeah. But okay, so let's just like jump in from the beginning. I was wondering, why are they at Katsuya?
Because they probably got permission to film there, honestly.
Yeah, true.
And they were showing SBE signs everywhere. Mm-hmm. So they obviously had a deal with them to be able to film there. Because I think we heard on like Randall and Lala's podcast.
I think
I was standing outside with the boombox, like, say anything. Randall,
I think we
Lala
all
podcast.
Heard. We can all agree per Randall.
No, they said Stassi was saying that they were having trouble getting any people to approve location shooting in Italy, so they don't know where their wedding's gonna be.
Oh.
And I imagine that's probably why, like, you had all that branding all over the episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's just for extra, like,
yeah, I think they have to like show purposes. The name to get like to be able to film there.
Yeah, true. Okay. I love Dodie. Any flashback to Dodie being like, she still is kind of serving. She'll always, Dodie will always be Dodie.
Yeah.
And we have to respect her for that.
Her face work is so good and it's so pure. And Katie could never, like, you know,
Katie could never,
like Stassi maybe, but like Kristen, it's so in her to just, her face is so expressive and
she's
not
a reactor.
Even, yeah, but
she's
like
a nuclear reactor.
But you don't even feel like it's pushing. You feel like it's very genuine to who she is.
Yeah, she's organic. When she's like, they're talking about her relationship and she goes, that didn't work for you, was like her August Osage County moment.
The Julia Roberts Oscar clip. Yeah.
Yes. And then when she, okay, so this is part of what I'm like, this season is intrinsically missing, is the moment where Dodie's like, I was there for you, Katie, when Tom was cheating on you, like, for all those years in a row.
Yeah.
She hit a nerve that was like, A, we all forget that he never outright admitted to, like, sleeping with anyone on the show.
Yeah.
Like, never, ever did we get a full admission of guilt from Tom Schwartz about that. It was always alluded to. They always fought about it, but it was never, like, fully addressed and, like, resolved.
Yeah.
And so when she finally said that on camera and Katie's reaction was like, so just like what explosive.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's what I want to see more of. Like, that's where I'm ready for her to go like the extra mile and be like, when he did this. And that's what you would get on a show like Real Housewives, where they'd be like, come with the tea and like throw it out for everyone to see.
But Kristen is so genuine and not, she doesn't have the verbal skills to do that. Like, she gets
and
too
flustered.
And
she's not vindictive to her girlfriends in that way, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like with a guy, she would be probably more ready to throw them under the bus.
I mean, she would just flat out hit like DJ James Kennedy. Yeah.
But like with these girls, and I think especially her relationship with Stassi and Katie, like that toxic kind of relationship is just one where you can't throw that shit. Because then later when the amazing flashback of them going, who cheats on such an amazing person like Katie? Because
I guess I do.
Sorry, Bubba. And like Katie's reaction, like as they were leaving the restaurant, when she was like, shut up. Don't talk to me. Shut up. Like, it was truly like Kristen Dodie could have gone off and destroyed Katie in that moment. And she gave her the grace of not doing it. But also, I'm like, you're fired from the show. Like, yeah, you guys need to, like, that's what we're paying for.
But when is Katie going to do something interesting enough for it to come around on her finally?
Never.
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't do enough interesting things for anybody to ever freak out on her, and like they do on Dodie or even Stassi seasons ago.
She holds things. She holds, I think, emotions hostage behind the scenes with her female relationships. And I think that's what she does with Dodie, where it's like the friendship triangular, the triangular friendship between Dodie, Katie, and Stassi is so, is such that, like, if Kristen was to say that on camera, she knows that that would be severing ties with Stassi and Katie forever.
Yeah.
Because they work as a duo. Stassi uses Katie to do her dirty work.
Yeah, you need
to
a
Kristen.
Henchman.
Yeah. Like, Stassi is now in a place where she's so protective of her own self-image because she's trying to angle for her own shows, etc., that all she knows all she has to do is lean over to drunk Katie Maloney and be like, they said that, like, Tom Schwartz was the problem. And then Katie will Hulk out on whoever. And then Stassi just gets to be like, whoa, what a psycho to, like, whoever, whatever happens, and be, like, innocent with no blood on her hands.
I wonder if people go to the Hulk. Man, you really Katied out on that one.
Yeah. Like, it should be Kate Maloney. You Maloneyed hard the other night.
Oh, my God, man. I was worried about you. You got all Maloneyed, yeah.
Yeah, you have a little Maloney in your eye.
No, I just want, like, I want something to turn around on Katie, because I'm just tired of the same old shit. Like, it's the same old judgmental shit, whether it be your husband, your friend group, Kristen, you know, like.
Yeah. I don't think you can, because she has Stassi on her side and you don't want to piss Stassi off. Yeah. There's, like, a hierarchy at play. And I don't know how, I guess it's always been there with this crew of people. So it makes sense that it would end up, what worked for them would be ultimately their downfall in the later years. But, like, I think it really is, if you come for Katie, Stassi will destroy you.
And then she'll eat you.
And then she'll eat you. And then it will be over. And, like, you can't. And she aligns with Schwartz. So it's like, whatever happens to Katie or Schwartz, Stassi will shut it down. And she ultimately right now is kind of like the queen bee of Vanderpump Rules, who has her own side hustles. Like, she doesn't need the show. No. So she, but she still controls it and remains in, like, the power seat.
It's crazy. On next week, on next week's podcast, I already talked about, like, the problematic side of Bravo. And, like, I was just saying, like, in 2 years, remember all that shit Stassi did? Whether it be, like, the La La Land comment about Moonlight, not, like, it was, everything was too racial. And then the Nazi dress up on the, you know, like, she, I was like, wow, all this happened a couple years ago and we all forgot about it. And she's fine. She's like,
This I've said before on this podcast, like, this show is, like, uncancelable.
Unless you're Max and Brett.
Unless you're Max and Brett, but, like, even they are still going to get some screen time this season.
Yeah, yeah, well, they, and can't, it's like, they can't cut them out fully.
And no one came out from Bravo's side. I mean, Lisa came to their defense, did a whole thing online, like, planted an article on Radar about it, gave a full interview to the Daily Mail. Like, she's uses that to her full press for her personally.
Totally, yeah.
And then Bravo says nothing. No stance against anything.
That's why we were like, will it be a murder? What will finally be the, like, Southern Charm, Below Deck? You have all,
like,
of these
Thomas
examples.
Thomas Ravenel, like, raped people.
There's,
like,
a court case that he had to settle, I believe, out of court to, like, not go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, there is really problematic stuff in Bravo across the board in every show, and Bravo never comments on it. And I believe Thomas Ravenel is angling to get back on Southern Charm now, which is insane.
I'm sure he is.
But, like, the ability to come back and not just go away with your tail behind, you know, like, no, this is a great society we live in. Like, people literally do not walk away. They wait and then they come right back up and want to be at the same spot they were for what? Instagram followers?
No, I mean, just for attention and like money. And I think the way that news works now is, like, you forget very quickly and easily, like, about a scandal because there's a scandal that follows right on its heels. And so it's like, oh, people won't care about this. Like, and if you're rich, you or have the resources to pay someone off and just, like, make it go away.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't you just, like, angle back for, like, the top of the pyramid again?
But it was interesting going back and, like, hearing all the stuff Stassi had said, even on her podcast that she deleted. And you're just like, whoa. That's some really hardcore stuff. And, like, Stassi is stronger than ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, not only is it, like, say all that stuff, live it out very publicly, and then not be that apologetic about any of it. And that's the woman that Bravo is like, let's propel her to the top. Yeah. She's our new Bethany Frankel. Let's like put resources behind her and go.
Yeah.
But I think that also speaks to like her fan base. I think that they really, a lot of what she says resonates. She's very Trumpian in that way.
It's very interesting. You
she
know?
Has her own, like, and I think now with fandom and like fame and stuff, it's different than how it was like in like the golden days of like Brangelina, where it's like you are very famous for like a niche amount of people.
Yeah.
But like if you can get that niche like really riled, then you have something to leverage. And I think that she's found that. And I think that's exactly like what Trump
That's why like how Netflix can have so many shows. They only needed to reach that niche thing of like, okay, we just need it to reach this part. That's all we need. Like that's our entertainment now today is just it's not on a massive scale anymore. Movie stars really won't exist the way they do now 30 years from now.
The
There's
movie
just
star
too much.
Model is dead. And now it's like you look at Instagram and you can find someone that has like 10 million followers that you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And you're like, how? But that's just like, that's
But I'm like, that's
world.
What it's scary to think about the like how this is going to multiply over the decades. Like, where does it go from here? Like, this is just... I'm really curious.
This
you know?
Is the Wild West of like influencer nation.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not going to go away. It's just going to mutate.
No, why has Vanderpump resorted to these shenanigans? Is a note that I wrote myself when they were
you
getting
didn't say
into
shenanigans.
Whenever I say shenanigans, which is a word I've now used more than ever because of Sheena and her shenanigans, like it's forever tied to Sheena. Now.
Of course,
I miss the drag queens.
Oh, see, it made me really sad because
I wish they had just done drag again.
It's like when you keep going to the same well, and remember that great one of them all walking down the street in drag, and it was like Reservoir Dogs kind of, and you're kind of like, oh, that's awesome, man, they're in drag. Like,
and Jackson drag was truly a horrific.
But it was still like, that's pretty funny, Jackson. Yeah. I'll give you a laugh at that. And now it was like four guys coming up to a strip club. Poor Peter didn't even get a dress up as an old man.
Because he didn't even get invited, did he? Was he there?
He was there. He wasn't. Oh. Well, we didn't see him at that strip club, but he was there.
The
it was
one,
with Sheena in the hotel room. But we just saw four. It was just like a really sad imitation of what they've done before.
It was like pandering to an audience that like didn't really want that.
That's what I'm like. I feel like that's where they've lost their audience, is that they're just kind of imitating what they've done because it worked so well in the past.
Yeah.
And
like, I feel like literally someone heard last season people being like, oh, I miss drag. Like, it's only funny when they like fight in costume. And they were like, what can we do this season to make it really funny? It's like, just like find actually good people or like cancel the show and start a spinoff. Well, like,
I don't want the cast to think they're smart enough to write the plot. Like, I don't want them throwing in going, hey, producer Jerry, I got what's going to work. We'll do old age makeup. You don't have to worry about a thing. It's going to look great. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like some of them are doing. They're they're playing to what they think is going to be amazing TV.
Yeah. And like, what's interesting when it came to like the old man face was I thought like to myself, I was like, wow, Sandoval is like a very considerate bachelor party guy. Like, he feels like he's done a lot of planning for this bachelor party. And I love that Jax is like, I still fucking hate this guy.
I mean, that really almost threw me over, like, because I mean, I hate Jax, but I play hate Jax a lot. But that really made me hate Jax, where I was just like, you motherfucker, you got it so good. He said on that barge yacht last week that he called a barge that he was like, I really fucked over a good 80% of this yacht and they're all still here. That must say something, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, you're on a fucking show. This is your paycheck.
But also, take that sentence seriously and thank the fucking Lord that they're all there. Thank the fucking Lord that Sandoval will take time out of his busy TomTom schedule to do, like, I mean, it's like the ungratefulness of him being a bridezilla when it's like supposedly the ladies' day or Britney's day. And
for Sandoval, Jax would still be giving like swamp hand jobs in Florida. Honestly, the best thing that Jax has ever done in his life is meet Tom Sandoval.
I mean, honestly, he's the one that probably made Jax's dream bigger.
Yeah.
But like that, all that bullshit of like, these are the streets that Jax was born. Like, just throw Miami into the
Just yeah. because a John called you Jax once while he was sucking your dick for $50.
You taste like a Jax.
Yeah. Like,
sorry. Yeah. Is this too negative?
Just that X.
Did you see the thing of the other night at the Super Bowl party? He goes, we're almost out of Just Add X. I'd say that's a pretty successful Super Bowl party.
Oof. No, I didn't engage.
He's probably just chugging Just Add X.
I need just breaks sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, I can't let it be my whole world.
I'm going to die this year.
No, yeah, I'm like, welcome to my nightmare that was last year where I literally got like depressed because the show was so bad. And I was like, I can't live like this anymore. Like, yeah. There has to be more than just like Vanderpump Rules. And it turns out there is a lot more, but thank God for Summer.
By the way, just so the people listening, Summer House came on yesterday.
I know, like, but I'm like, it changed everything. It's changed my life. I was like, I want to write like a love letter to Summer House. It's truly everything to me. Jax's like projection of his own pathos onto Hal, his like old self.
Three letter name, like Jax.
Yeah. Hal, borderline personality disorder, loves pussy.
Really loves pussy. That's all he has.
Really
is pussy.
Loves pussy.
Never had anything other than pussy.
Needs a breathing machine because his fucking sinuses are so busted. There was probably actual oxygen in that tank.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to mention last week that when he was so congested.
Well, and also when he came in with the bones and the, like all.
Oh, yeah. That was
like.
When you give someone bones, you're on drugs.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. No, totally.
Enough said. Schwartz also was like kind of in brown face. Like not.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah.
Not like, I don't think consciously, but it got to a place of like. It was like an ethnic.
And then he was doing like the Nico accent.
Yeah,
and I was like, is it like, I thought he was about to like say he's an immigrant. And I was like, just, oh, don't.
Something ain't right.
Yeah. But that's it's horrible.
It edged. It went to the edge and didn't go over.
Good comedy.
Another
does
problem.
That. Good comedy does that. But he's like, he's another one that like they've all been told they're funny. So they think they can improv. And then it just kind of. It's just them throwing out lines that
they have too much freedom.
Like Jack's like practicing the like, oh, I'll say he loves pussy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's not in the moment.
No, I don't know. Yeah. Are we being too negative? I don't know.
I've been trying to stay in the love and light and be positive about this season. And I think that there are a lot of interesting stuff going on, but it's all really under the surface.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to like point that out.
Okay.
Danica is deputized. I want to call her Danny.
I know you. What are you, Danica?
She's been deputized to manage Sir alone during Pride. Also, this like B storyline of like restaurant management and like the goings on of a restaurant is really when you know reached a low
like,
point.
I feel like we're close to like learning how many vacation days employees get or 401k paying into.
They had this, I think, a bit in like season four. Like there would be some episodes where it would be like, remember when Lisa was trying new recipes and then she tried like a cabbage soup and that was like a full storyline. Everyone was like, this is a weird episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Now this is one of those where it's like you're doing like the menial management conversations and like, did you memorize your menu?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck cares?
What's in the tuna tartar?
Do we actually like who is watching this show? I mean, the sad thing.
Well, I mean,
anyone that's listening to this podcast and you watch this show thinking that this is actually a good restaurant and you're like getting a glimpse into the restaurant industry. Let me just tell you, Sir is a terrible restaurant.
So I took my mom this past weekend for the first time.
Oh yeah. She loved it. Though.
Well, but she, see, part of it was because she even told me this when she was tipsy. She's like, I feel closer to you. And I was like, but it's also sad.
That's also
like,
sad. I should be you're like, why is
no, but also like, I should like cooler things. And like, you know, it's like,
how has it come to this?
Yeah,
how is like, this the tie that binds? Yeah. You would hope that you'd be like watching sunset on a mountain somewhere.
I thought you'd own a house by now, but this is cool too.
Yeah. This makes you feel close.
Yeah. So she ate the goat cheese balls, and I'm really livid that they only give three because I feel like they could give four easily.
Yeah, it's like three for $16.
And she's like, "Oh, these are delicious," and it was very performative. And I was just like, I was like, "Mom, are you being real?" And she's like, "I love it here. I love it." And we took the picture in the booth, and she loved that.
It's a good mom restaurant.
Oh yeah, and she
moms like that kind of aesthetic and decor. Like it goes, it's like Disney World, but for a mom.
But I will say, it's like, the storyline is such bullshit. I could have managed that place on Saturday night easily. Like, it wasn't, yeah. It's not hard to, like, and Danica
was like,
it's
not hard
like,
to manage a place where people go in with their bar is set low to begin with, and they're literally just going in to gawk at whoever's there,
yes,
and get some goat cheese balls, which are like pre-frozen and then thrown in a,
yeah,
fryer.
There's Ariana's brother. We saw a star, you know, yeah, like, and there's like, there, you know, and Danica's like, I'm just managing the lounge. The lounge is one chair in the patio, two tables over here, two tables. There's not, this is all crazy made up. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. And she, does she actually work at Sir?
She does. I saw her on Saturday, okay, night along with Raquel. Raquel was
has
working.
Truly been bamboozled by this she, entire process.
She's like,
I'm like,
do I have to
justice
work?
For Raquel, because I think she still thinks that like any day now they're gonna come film her scene. But really, Lisa just got her to come and work at Sir for like free.
Well, that's what I was saying the first time I was on there, where they made me order blackberry cobbler for a scene where Katie came up and asked what I wanted for dessert, and they're like, order blackberry cobbler, and then I ordered it, and then they fucking made me pay for it at the end, and I was like, you, I don't even like. I don't like cobbler at all. I don't even eat desserts. And then all of a sudden,
so
like, and I was like, they're doing this show just so they can sell food. Like, they're doing this show. Like, they're all of us extras. We're idiots. We're paying for this shit, you,
yeah,
know?
That restaurant could function with one waiter on staff.
Oh,
like,
easily.
Yeah.
But then I saw DJ James Kennedy, and I was like, Mom, DJ James Kennedy.
Okay, yes, yes.
Mom. And it's just like, it's like, oh, the guy from the show. And like, he came up with his like backpack and he's like, oh, and he's like, just kind of stood there for a minute. And I was already picturing like my picture with my mom and DJ James Kennedy. And then he like ran off into the night. And I was, you know,
the one that got away.
Yeah, but we got Schwartz at the Tom Tom. So
nice.
It was great.
Yeah, my mom's going to be here for the live show in LA. And maybe I need to take her to Sir. I need to get her into my world for a change.
Oh my God.
Because she actually would love to see Raquel. That was her favorite.
Miss Chanels, come pre-party with us. We're going to do a whole pre-party before the show.
She would probably do,
yeah,
it.
No,
yeah,
no. I'm, if she listens, please come.
The girls all go to the strip club. Brittany gets her tits shaken by one of her friends, which I really appreciate.
I thought it was
that.
A stripper. That was her friend?
I think it was a friend of hers.
Because they were
whoever
really,
did that did the Lord's work. They got right. They got deeply into
it
her.
It was
tits.
Like really searching for gold. Like, yeah, it was. I was.
There was so much movement. They covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, it was really.
I didn't know that they were that like malleable.
That's
because I thought implants are just more like sturdy.
Jack Spot are the best.
Yeah,
like, I think he
only
wanted
the best.
Didn't
for
he
his
say
queen.
Like teardrop a little bit? Like he wanted huge teardrops.
I don't know if they achieved quite teardrop status, but. Maybe they haven't fully dropped yet.
By the way, as you get older with boob jobs, do they make them like hang a little lower? Like, do you go in for adjustments to like keep up with the age, or do you always have them like?
I don't think that a boob job lasts forever. I think that you have to get
like diamonds.
Boob job updates. Every so often.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it was like one of the
like I think you have to get them redone. It's like a veneer or something.
What did
it
like
that.
John Travolta and his wigs? Like, you know, he started getting his wigs like a little gray on certain wigs. And now,
yeah,
now he's like brave and bald. But mm-hmm. for a time that he was like aging his wigs to try to like fool us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with boobs, well, I don't, because you know, there's some people's boobs. Like, I feel like Tori Spelling had that for a while where there's like that
the
weird
inward
space.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So I don't know if that's just a thing where you're like so skinny that you get that weird, or if that's a bad job. I don't
you
know.
Just literally, you gave me shivers, right? Thinking about
I
that.
I saw
Tori's
Ryan viscerally shuddered
because
for
I,
all the listeners.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like that weird cavern.
Oh.
I love like Katie. You know, she has a hawk eye for any of the guys, so she immediately spots them. And also, it's like, Why wouldn't you just try, like, if you're going to dress up an old face, at least dress in young clothes so that you're like a Wayne Diamond kind of look.
Well, my boy Wayne Diamond, I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, why didn't they go like, that would also have been funnier if they're like full Miami, just like old sleazy dudes. It's like they don't even get comedy. They've never known comedy in their life.
One of my favorites, now that I'm thinking, this was actually favorite, when Sandoval was like, they're putting on the makeup. He goes, here what we do. We go in, okay? He's like, look, we go in. We're down on our luck. We're lonely, right? Okay, we sit there. One of us makes a little contact, right? Maybe deep into the night. And he's like giving this sad story. And it's like, they notice immediately, shithead. Cameras are pointed directly on you guys.
Yeah. Like, I forgot about that. They came in with a camera. I was like, they're so obvious, like, in their stupid outfits, not realizing, oh, there's a camera crew.
No, but, like, in Sandoval's head, it's like a 3-hour thing before the reveal happens, and it's like happens immediately.
Yeah, no, it's like right away.
Yeah.
Ariana's excitement when she saw them, though, was amazing.
Yeah.
She was living her truth at that club.
Yes, as always,
She fully went into, like, her, like, bisexual mode.
What was her big line? Like, I have a mortgage.
I have a mortgage, bitch. And like, and then her hair was kind of messed up. And then she was just like riding Sandoval as an old dude. And I was like, this is what I
was like, are we going to get a yellow robe smith here?
Also, Ariana signed me up for, I got a notification from Candle Delirium that I had won a free ride with Angeline. And I found out later that Ariana and her friend Logan signed me up for that.
Yeah, what's that?
So I have not gone on it. I'm a little bit reticent to go on it because I know that Angeline uses those as opportunities to hit you up for like gas money.
I won a free ride with Angeline at UCB once when I saw her at my friend's show. And I was like, yes, okay, cool. And then I called the guy called me to schedule. And he's like, hey, so how many t-shirts do you think you're going to want? And I'm like, I was like, how much are they? And he's like, I don't know, $50. And I was like, oh yeah. And so half of me was like, I don't know if I can afford the ride with Angeline. And then part of me was just really scared of like thinking about me in a car with Angeline. Cause like,
what do you talk about? Well,
that's, and I'm sure it would be cool, but like, it would also be just really scary if it goes wrong. And then I'm already so nervous in my everyday life already. Then I'm going to put myself in a pink Corvette with like, you know, somebody that I've not looked up to, but somebody that's part of Hollywood history.
Yeah. In my immediate, like my friend group of people that I know, multiple people have won rides with Angeline. Yeah. Like, it's not hard to do.
Well, can I tell you that, like, they acted like I won, and then I found out later, anybody that put their name in the thing, they call all of them.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes. Yeah, I had my another friend of mine texted me immediately, and she was like, don't do it, it's a scam. Like, I read about it online, like, blah, blah, blah. My best friend won a ride with Angeline, like, 5 years ago, and then she found out that someone was
never saw her again.
Someone was like, please make sure that you bring, like, cash, because she's going to ask you, she'll stop at a gas station and ask you to, like, fill up the tank or, like, ask you for gas money.
And he was like, we'll stop at a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, her favorite one on Sunset, you know, and I'm like, okay. Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, well, make good content. Like, are you allowed to record it? Like, I don't know, but then I'm like, is that weird? Like, I feel like
if you were allowed to record it, I feel like there'd be so many podcasts with like my ride with Angeline, you know?
Yeah.
But also then what if you got into an accident with Angeline and like,
I know, I don't want to die.
But that's what I'm saying. If you die, like then you're like the dude or the girl that died with Angeline.
Yeah, that's tragic. People would mourn her far more than me.
No, they wouldn't. They
would mourn me, but she would really eclipse my mourners.
No, because I think they would. It would be like the real tragedy here is an up and comer like Laura Marie Shane Halls.
Well, I appreciate that.
Who is about to do a string of live dates? And yeah,
I know. Don't take me before my time. Don't take me before I can take to the stage. Brittany and Jax's wedding picture is like blown up on the wall in a very stretched out aspect ratio, which I appreciated.
But by the way, anytime Brittany sees a picture of herself and Jax, she loves like anything, big heads at the end. She loves it.
She's
loves
easy it. To please.
Yeah, just her and an image of her and Jax.
Yeah. Katie goes off on Kristen and goes like, she's like, she's mad at us tonight. She's cut. So she's already doing that like, when Katie gets like a modicum of power and loves to like lord it over someone that she perceives as like being weaker than her.
Yeah.
all it would take to, truly all it would take is for Kristen to, she could throw everything back in Katie's face so hard. And she just doesn't have like the guts to do it at this point.
Or maybe the extreme cruelty that it takes like for somebody like Katie to not have empathy in situations.
Yeah. I think Kristen really does care about her friends. Like she does not, I mean, yeah, she like fucked Jax, but like, I think that Stassi and Jax weren't together then.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that. It's not like she like fucked him while they were dating. She just like lusted after him while they were dating.
And that's when the show, but that's when the show is good too. It's like, I'd rather see those kind of problems than any kind of racist tweets or anything like that. Like those kind of problems, like, cause we all, I mean, we've all fucked around a friend at some point, unfortunately, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not that bad. That was horrible.
And I think also the big reason why Katie is so pissy with Kristen is because she's jealous that Kristen is actually taking action and breaking up with a guy that's beneath her. And Katie has never been able to do that. She met Schwartz. She got with him immediately, I think, became convinced that she would never be able to do better than that.
Yeah.
And then he cheated on her multiple times, disrespected her time and time again. She does not feel confident to break up with him. Now they're married, aka stuck together for life or however long it takes before they get a divorce. And she sees someone like Kristen who is like single, has a career, has a t-shirt line that's like about to go into a department store.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Has a book that's about to come out, is like hustling her bustle. And like also it is taking her 6 months to like fully cut ties with her loser boyfriend, but she's doing it.
I love that you go, I'm sure it's taking for, yeah.
I know, and she was like, we broke up in January, and you realize it's like June when they're filming, and you're like, okay, it has been a bit of a long time.
I
mean, time.
I feel like, the, you know, I agree with most of that. I feel it's a little stretch that she's jealous of, because I feel like
this is... Well, I think that she's projecting her own insecurities about her own relationship onto Kristen and being like... I think that there's some sort of mirror thing that's happening where Katie is like, it's like not happening fast enough for her or something, but it really is just like her own insecurities about her own relationship. Because that's always what it is when you have that kind of crazy emotional reaction to someone. It's really because it's triggering something within yourself.
But everything Katie has in her life is from fear. She gets everything from fear. Tom is only staying with her because of fear. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like she has like, she, you know, I don't know. It just feels like everything she has is because she's an asshole in some way, and they're scared of crossing her or making her mad or her scowl. They would rather, you know, it's just like Schwartz will stay with her for the rest of his life because he is scared of her.
Yeah.
Like, period.
She rules with an iron fist.
I mean, like, he is well-trained, you know?
Mm-hmm. Schwartz going down, like, the line of all his skills. He goes, I'm prompt as fuck, and I'm charming. Those are like the two things that he brings to the table.
Wait, are you talking about the fight with Sandoval?
Yeah. Well, Katie tells, she tells Schwartz that like Sandoval said that he's actually the issue in Stassi's like book signing. And then Schwartz is like defending himself. I'm prompt as fuck. And I'm charming.
I remember the line from last season when he's cleaning the toilets. He's like, I wonder if this will be my only job at TomTom.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it will.
That was also, I think, the creepy scene where he like weirdly took his pants off in front of Katie. And he had like these tidy whiteys.
We saw like the outline of his dick far too many times for my liking in this episode.
But it wasn't like Boogie Nights. Like, no. You know, it was.
It was a married couple that doesn't have sex.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was like so...
It was asexual.
It reminded me of like the beginning of Eyes Wide Shut, you know, before they went through this transition of like Fidelio and like sex parties and, you know, like, you know, but like,
where they're just like sitting around in their underwear, like talking.
Yes, where Tom Cruise was in his tidy whiteys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and Nicole's in that camisole and they're just both like unsatisfied.
It wasn't like Katie was like, give me that dick. Katie was just like... like
no, they've like really killed the sexual vibe in their relationship.
It's like put some sheet. No.
Put a sheet between you.
No,
cut out a hole. Put a sheet down. What?
Cut a hole. Put a Cheetos all around it and just go to town.
Oh yeah, remember his romantic gesture? I'd actually kill someone if they did that to me.
I know not. I think any you just know not to do that. And the fact that like that was romance, like shows, I don't know, that was the darkest moment in all of reality TV ever.
Also, weren't they having raging diarrhea in Mexico like when that was going down? So why wouldn't you
laying
just be
on a
like,
bed of stains?
Yeah. Yeah, like why wouldn't you just be like go for that? Like it's like I'm sick of getting the wool pulled over my eyes because I see right through all of their bullshit.
But anyway, I love when Katie gets mad, you know, like just Schwartz throws like red vines to the left and runs, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Okay, I believe that Danica is AI. She's Dude, like a robot. She's not a human being.
You're so right. And I've seen this on Real Sex, I think. Like somebody with Danica's face in like a sex doll.
Her face is truly just like, like she has the movements of
Very
a person.
Present. Yeah.
But it's like she's a robot underneath.
You're going
she's
to leave Terminator. Me with this multi-million dollar restaurant?
Yeah. Lisa tells Max Danica's managing Sir. And then Max tells Lisa James is DJing Tom. I'm like, why are we watching?
It's all like exposition where he's like, and like, but I like that it's like he's like, you worry about your business over here, Max. She'll do over there. Like setting up some kind of weird competition. She really makes it seem like managing is the hardest thing that's ever been done in any history of any job.
And like the peak career move that you can make. Because like later in the episode when Dana's serving, she goes, she plays her cards right. She'll be managing before you know it. I was like, that's a death sentence. I was like, run.
That's what I'm saying. When are we going to stop?
Who believes that like managing Sir is the pinnacle of life?
They used to like admit that they were actors and stuff. And Danica's like, just got out of college. And now I'm managing this multi-dollar restaurant. Like they used to be able to admit, well, I'm trying to be a dancer or a singer. And and now they're like, I got into management in college. And now I'm here running like the top restaurant in all of Los Angeles.
God, at least they were like transparent failures.
No, it's just weird. They're rewriting history. And now it's like all this, like, I swear to God, they will one day have Lisa Vanderpump's The Apprentice.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure that she would start her own college.
But like, also, is Peter getting pushed out as a manager? Because he's like actually there as a manager most nights.
Yeah, I wonder about his job. Did he get is this like her low-key message to Peter that's Peter. Like, you've gone on vacation and left me in a lurch, and now I have no option but to implore Danica to take over as manageress.
Until you can get down to a B cup, we're going to have to move you to the lounge. Sorry.
You know I like your hair curly, not straight. This is what you get. Danica's in charge.
Well, my candle company's taken off, so...
Danica loves going woman to woman. That, and that's a classic AI move, too, to be like, we're both women here.
Something about robots I've noticed is, well, as a woman, do
like
you...
Like, Raquel was the first generation AI that was introduced to the Sir universe, and then they were like, okay, some tweaks need to be made, and then they introduced Danica, who's really like Sir AI 2.0.
Yeah, if you guys think that's actually the original Raquel, you're sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
Like, the Raquel that Raquel we see now is 2 inches taller.
Raquel's undergone, like, multiple system upgrades.
Yeah, and she looks great. She's doing great. But as a woman, do you go woman to woman a lot with other women?
No. Because if we are talking, we're already woman to woman.
Oh, so wait, so you think she's saying woman to woman to prove that she's not AI?
Yeah.
Like, she's like... Woman to woman, as a woman.
A
real human breathing woman.
As a woman.
Oh, that's a great way to think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was like, why else would she say it? She says it later in the episode, too.
Yeah.
When they talk again, she's like, okay, yeah, because woman to woman, I just want you to know. It's like, okay, we get it.
It's actually so much more fun to think about Sir being filled with, like,
robots, cyborgs
and AI, and that's, like, the staff. The only real person maybe be, like, Max, Lisa's son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he just
and
always pops
else
in the
is
background.
Just a robot at this point. Yeah.
Poor Ken.
Danica's trying to start drama, telling which I missed the first time around. I just like spaced out and like didn't clue in, which already tells me that this drama is like I'm not buying into it.
Are you talking about the scene at the
Mac that Max slept with at Adriana and then fucked her friend on her 30th birthday? Which I was like, okay, tight. If he did that, like hell yeah, but. It took me 2 watches to really, like, pick up on that's what the goss
Max
was.
Max is a silent killer, we're supposed to believe he's a silent killer.
I think he probably is, because I get, like, I can see the energy, but he's not bringing it. But I think they're also editing him out post-racist tweets,
so I don't know if we'll ever... if we had the full experience,
I think if
Max?
We got the full Max experience, we'd have some feelings. Because I already was, like... When posited with like a shoot, marry, fuck situation,
yeah,
I said
already.
Like, fuck Max, shoot Brett, marry Dana.
Yeah, I love Dana. I do like Dana a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Danica tells Dana like about the Adriana thing or Adriana. And she's like, yeah. And then he fucked her best friend on her 30th birthday. And Dana pauses. And she goes, I feel you on that.
Also, I love that Danica goes, and didn't give her the closure that she needed.
Say, that's pretty closure-y to me.
I was like, wow, that's a pretty clear sign, yeah.
Back in Miami, Kristen's tit is hanging out of her dress.
Tight.
And she's just, like, laying on the floor. Then Jax tries to have, like, a one-on-one moment with her late night style. And I was like, what is this scene?
That's, I literally wrote that I was like, if you think about the history between those two... Of just like the long nights that they've had together. And now they're sitting in front of each other at a table at Jax's bachelor party. And she is confiding in him. I mean, I don't think Jax is even listening really, you know,
no.
But like, that's just so dark that she still, and the darkest line ever was said towards the end of the show by Brittany.
What did she say?
She literally said about Kristen. She goes, me and Jax are kind of like Kristen's good example.
Oh my God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, yeah. It was
oh,
crazy.
Yeah, I wrote that down too.
Yeah.
But we'll get there and we'll go off. Schwartz and Sandoval resolve their issues with their scene that I couldn't tell if it's just like there's bad acting or just their old faces aren't moving.
When I saw this in the preview, I literally thought they were part of like some Groundlings. It was like a Groundlings episode where they were like, sort out your issues by dressing up like old men. Cause it seemed like they were being coached in the little snippet I saw in the preview that
yeah.
I was like, oh, I bet they're on stage at the Groundlings and they're like,
they have
argue
to like
out
act
your
out.
Feelings,
yeah.
You know? And it turned out it was this.
No, it was this. And it just didn't really ring true. And then I love the like Sandoval's I'm king of I'm sorry, but
The editors trolled him pretty hard with all that.
I get it.
Yeah.
He's sorry, but when has he really truly been wrong?
I love somebody that's polite enough to say, at least I will say I'm sorry. Because I know friends that'll be like, I'll never apologize.
Period.
Like, the fact that he cares enough to, like, you won't hear Jack saying, I'm sorry.
No, never. And then Ariana's like, his butt is not a butt. And I was like, why are you here in the middle of this fight? You're so wasted. You're, like, literally physically, like, kind of coming between them. And then Schwartz is dead-eyed. He's, like, fully blackout.
I literally thought he was, like, when Sandoval got, like, started kind of raising his voice, I thought he was going to, like, think it was Katie. Like, sorry, Bubba, Bubba, sorry, Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba, I'm so sorry, Bubba.
But then I got really into it when Tom was raising his voice and he was being, like, our literal fucking business is on the line. And I wrote,
you don't understand. We can't serve alcohol without food.
Tom, I wrote, Tom is an old man is wise.
Sandoval once said, Confucius once said. No, it was like you saw Schwartz try to stand up for himself, and Schwartz is just such a guy that wants everybody to get along that halfway through he was like,
he's like, you gotta
take me serious as a partner. I'm sorry too. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a different skill set.
Sorry.
Like, he did make one good point. He was like, I don't care enough about like the bit. He basically was like, I'm horrible at this job and you're too good at this job. So that makes us the perfect yin yang to just be like, okay at this
And
job.
I love that he gave him, you are the heart and soul of TomTom.
Which is true.
It is true. And I love that because I think Sandoval does need to hear that. He is so proud of that place. But I love that Schwartz gives him that. You know, I love it still in that friendship stage where they're not hating each other like Jax and Sandoval, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I worry for their relationship. I mean, I think Tom Schwartz is such a pushover that I don't know if it will ever explode, truly.
Well, I get worried because
But I think with someone like Katie in your ear all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And I watch all my stories, my Instagram stories. I call them my stories. And before I go to bed. And
like Kylie Jenner, who likes to just get comfy in the bed. Do you slice up some apples like Kylie?
Get in my footies. And I know. Schwartz seems to be hanging out a lot with Jax and Bo. And I feel like Sandoval gets DJ James Kennedy and Ariana. But like that crossover there, I know Schwartz loves Sandoval. I know that and Ariana. But I just feel like that whole side is very powerful. You know, you got Jax and Stassi and Katie complaining about Sandoval, potentially.
Which is insane to me. The Jax and Stassi are so tight as like couple friends that
I know this is not political, I know, but like he is Trump to me. Like I just don't get it. He can screw up as many, like he can say the craziest shit. He still does it every day on Twitter. He can say the craziest stuff. And these guys really are all still there. They find ways to still be mad at like Sandoval and shit when like this dude literally fucked your best friends, like everybody.
Yeah.
Like the reason
he goes on about and realizes I've fucked everyone over on this boat.
Yeah.
Like I've betrayed one by one every person that knows me, and they're all still here. They love to see it.
Yeah. What if I just start crying?
Yeah. Ariana goes, you guys smell weird. And Schwartz goes, I know, I smell really bad. But then they all slept in their weird old man face, which I was
shocked.
Because
nobody has sex anymore on the show.
No one has sex.
That's what like. And by the way, Jax probably, no, I mean, no. I think Schwartz and Jax purposely stayed in their makeup so they didn't have to have sex. They're like, oh, Bubba, I can't have makeup. Bubba, no.
I was shocked that Sandoval, king of self-care, didn't wash his face before bed.
He must have been slammered. He must have been hammered and like, because it was disappointing that somebody that's trying to learn how to take care of his face to watch him do that.
When they were like, the ladies sent them off the movie star makeup artist.
We got professional Miami movie makeup
artist. Yeah. They said like, call us and we'll come in at 3 a.m. and take your face off.
No, she even said 5 a.m. Like they were there. So they must have been like, I just want to pass out.
Yeah. And then
Bubba, no, Jax makeup goes, on my dick.
I'm ready to stop being Hal and be Jax again. And I wrote, it's not the first time he said that. Katie is still pressed about Kristen and Carter. Is like, meh.
like rolling over in the bed. And that's when I was like, yeah, this is more personal. Like, this is her own. She's like living vicariously through Kristen and Carter's breakup.
I mean, imagine waking up in a Miami bed on like
next
not
to stinky Tom Short.
No, but I'm saying imagine waking up knowing that you don't have to have a real job and still finding something to like hate about somebody else's relationship.
Katie has never taken on a single responsibility outside of like Witches of WeHo wine, which like TBD how even much of a
I see some people drink it, but like I still don't see it anywhere.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Her beauty blog, she wrote like 3 posts for and then abandoned it. She is truly the person that's done nothing this entire time and just cashes the check. You would think that she would actually try and like bring her A game to the show.
Or just wake up and be like zippity doodah, like happy fucking, like, do you want me to go out and get something for everybody to eat? Like,
yeah,
she's staying
she's
there bitching
like
about everybody else
the whole time. Dodie is packing and her mic pack is back in its Jabberwocky place in her shorts. And I was like, I love this Dodie energy. Jax is freaking out. I am here. I wish that we had had 30 minutes of Jax just stuck in old man face because something fell off to him and he couldn't handle it.
Literally became fully erect when he was stabbing his face with a knife. I was like, it's like nipples hard, erect. I was like, this is what I wanted. He's just stabbing himself with a butter knife. And I've imagined doing that so many times.
His discomfort was my pleasure.
Yeah, it was just him.
Like, he goes, I can't look at myself. He can't look at himself in the mirror. And then you just hear him like out in the hallway being like, I swear to God, I need this off my face. I can't even keep my eyes open. I have to like hold them open. And then he rips his hair off and his disgusting, sweaty, thick hair underneath where it's just been marinating in like sweat and sebum
steroids,
all night.
Yeah.
And then the makeup artists come and they go, no. Why? Do you know why it's such a no to just like rip
that
off?
Well, because they put it on with like probably really intense spirit glue, so it like it will tear your skin right off. Unfortunately, we didn't see that here.
Yeah,
which would have been hysterical. If it was
it
like
did
a
look
Hellraiser.
Like it gave him a bit of appeal though, because he was looking
he
like
look
extra
very
exfoliated.
And by the way, I still am so angry that you said he was so fuckable this season. Like I'm still so angry. I just don't,
there was a fuckable energy. I don't know
I
what
don't,
to say.
But, don't. This is how
don't.
We got.
I'm not gonna fuck Jax. I swear.
No, but just like don't even. Like, can't you, your brain go like, there's other fuckable people on the world. I don't even need to think that about him because he would just screw me. I don't know. Like, it just upsets me.
I'm not like emotionally investing. I'm just saying like objectively, he's more fuckable.
When he breaks your heart, do not come to me. Okay. I will not fucking be
I
here.
Love that you're like, just don't. He's not going to treat you right. I'm like, I've never signed up for him to treat me right.
How? Hope you're happy.
And like, that's
hope
part of the
happy.
Draw is that you know that he would just like abuse you.
That's so bad that people have that view, like just wanting to be abused.
I know, but Ryan, people grow up with a lot of issues in their life.
Like, what kind of issue?
Dodie and Sheena go to the pool and to avoid Katie and Stassi and suck down like vodka cranberries at 10 a.m.
This was my favorite summer loving type scene of like the beach goers and the pool goers.
Mm-hmm. And then Jax's weird bloated friend that's like there randomly. Who was that guy?
His dealer.
And Jax looks about 10 years younger. Oh, I think because he had a shave and then that skin, it ripped off like the layer of skin.
They said, Sandoval said something in this that I thought was like, I was like, ooh, that's kind of a neat little tidbit. Was that they were like, oh, I feel so bad. And Jax was like, fuck, I might have to drink. And he goes, usually you don't drink after a day of drinking. Like he said, Jax had a rule that he never drank after a day of drinking. And then I was like, whoa, that's a neat little insight. Like, and then he's like,
was,
we have
he
to.
He's dehydrated and then he has to.
But then I was just like, now all those nights where I was like, Jax either drinks or he doesn't. Like he has one on, one off.
Yeah, that was weird. Then Katie is literally dressed like Christine Baskets.
It's a great show, by the way. Everybody should check
she
it out.
Is fully on the I was like, why is she dressed like this? She is in a Christine Baskets. They can do this side by side.
I by the way, Sheena was so great to watch in the pool. She's like, friend friends aren't meant to be in your life. Friends aren't meant to be.
Sheena is imparting a lot of wisdom. She's like, friends come and go. Like, sometimes you're just not meant to be friends with people. Anyway, and I was like, yes.
So happy. Like,
listen to Sheena. Sheena's got it made. She is living her life. She's in a condo in Marina Del Rey. She has a good investment property in Palm Springs.
She's like I said, in good as gold. Yeah.
It's as good as gold. I'm the girl I want to be. Shake that. She just like says, she just starts
like
reciting.
I said, like a boss.
Her.
I'm like a boss. Yeah.
Not everyone's meant to be lifelong friends.
Did you kind of notice the lack of Lala in during this episode?
Well,
like, she was always in the background. She did like at the strip
she
club.
Did her she little like dance totally. Where I'm like, okay, she might be having fun.
Yeah.
But I think also Lala's probably in a bit of hell during this. Like she shows up
so.
To the call
like,
time.
I would hope so.
It is, as someone that's done like sober January and other sober months,
yeah,
it's not fun to be around really fucked up people when you're sober, for me at least.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, readers, feel free to weigh in. Do you love like
it's
hanging
an
out?
Overwhelming? It is fun. It's
actually,
a lot of
I love fun. It. I love no, it. I actively dislike it. And even taking an edible around fucked up people is even worse.
When you're on different levels of fucked up.
Yeah, and yeah. Lala's just like stone cold sober. Like, I just don't see how she could be having that much fun.
Do we know if she's sober from weed too? I think
yeah,
this is
she's
obvious.
Like fully sober.
Oh, she's fully sober. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dana's cat, Leo, is my favorite kind of cat.
Yeah, it was a cool cat.
That's a Devon Rex. I didn't know that she was a Devon Rex head, and then that gave me major Dana points.
See, like, you know even types of cats and stuff like that.
Well,
like,
I grew up in, like, a weird cat family where I've, like, our family's had, like, 33 cats.
Oh.
And then my dad's favorite kind of cat is our Devon Rex. So he, at one point, had 11 of them.
Did you call your dad this week and go, guess what?
No, but it made me think of my dad. And then I was like, oh, Dana's on the Devon. And I was like, oh. And then I thought of my family, and it was a good full circle moment. Dana calls the caprese salad the most accurate description of a
blob.
Just three heirloom tomato pieces and a blob of mozzarella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I believe the Jezebel article about that described it exactly the same way. Max denies fucking the Sir chick and says Danica's just making everything up.
What he says when he was like, oh, that's totally not. Are you kidding? No. Like, that's a very guy.
He's a bad liar.
Yeah, he's a bad
liar.
He
tries to, like, lie to Lisa. It's bad.
But, like, then I was trying to think of, like, what if he was just like, oh, yeah, like, I didn't like that girl, but I liked this other girl, so I took her home. Like, how would have Dana responded to that? I think she probably would have been cool with it. Like, I think she
Dana
gets...
doesn't care that much.
Yeah.
I think, like, producers are like, you guys are going to be like a storyline. So you have to pretend that you kind of like this person.
It's like when you fall in love with your co-star on a movie, like, or like Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Smith, where Brad and Angelina.
But she, I don't think, really likes Max that much.
I would hope. I mean, no offense to Max. That's another thing that I just don't get. Like, I don't get, like, Sheena gave him an Apple Watch. Sheena.
And he's wearing Sheena. That Apple Watch in every scene. He still wears his Apple Watch.
I was
from
there
Sheena.
On Saturday. I watched him check it, and I'm not joking, at least 20 times when he was walking.
He
by.
Loves his Apple Watch.
Loves the watch is very much in use. In fact, so much so that I was like, I know he loves it because he would probably be super aware not to do that because it's a little embarrassing, that storyline. And I would figure he'd be like, you know what? Let's chill on looking at the Apple Watch. The guy's looking at it nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, I almost wanted to
it's
just
a huge
take a picture
part
with
of his
the
life.
Watch. Like, could I take a picture with the watch?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You should have anyone that goes to Sir, you should find Max, take a picture of him.
And then.
And well, with while he holds up his wrist with the Apple Watch on
he's
it.
He's cut completely out of it. Mm-hmm. I got one with the watch.
Peter is straightening his hair.
This was a great scene, I thought.
I love that.
Scene.
It's a little glimpse of, like, their get ready process.
But
where
Peter in a hairnet? Like, I was like, that was like,
I get it. He's going to take a... I do this all the time where I take a body shower and just... I don't wear the hairnet, but I put my hair up and then I just shower the body and the face.
It's because he has lengthy... Like, our guys my size?
Hair,
guys my
thing.
Length hair are supposed to wear that if I don't want to get my hair wet? I just
no,
usually
I would say,
put my hair under the water.
I would say just if you have short hair, you should just always put it under the water.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how to shower.
Why don't you let me live my life? Why don't you go fuck Jackson?
Just go fuck Jackson. Yeah. That's how you feel.
What if you just hear a mic slam down
I'm
and
literally
then you just
like,
hear a door
Ryan,
shut?
I'm not going to fuck Jackson. Let it go. You said that one time. You're so fuckable.
Hey,
just
Lars,
go fuck
Jack's
him
over there right now? Yeah.
Raquel's at Sir working hard for a paycheck.
You literally just see her popping in the background. Like,
she goes, I have two espresso martinis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hear James is going to DJ.
Yeah. Danica goes woman to woman again. Dana learned the menu. She comes over to, oh, first they go to the final stage of the bachelorette party where I was like, how is everyone like still alive and drinking after?
Yeah, and their energy levels. I don't want to go to another strip club. We're not going to another strip club, right? Like,
their energy levels are so low. And I'm like, this is truly in your mid 30s when it's like three nights in a row of being like out way too much.
Like, you can do it all in two nights.
Yeah. Brittany gives everyone sashes and she goes, Sheena's is coffee addict. Which I died. I love that as like a sash to give someone. Kristen starts silly dancing for Stassi, like trying to kind of seduce her into talking to her.
And
Stassi really
kind
love.
Of gets tickled by it for a second.
It warmed Stassi's heart.
Like, dance for me.
And then the darkest sentence of the whole show that you were saying.
Because she's talking to Bo about watching Stassi and Kristen talk. And
she goes, I feel like Kristen looks up to me and Jax's relationship.
As something that can, like, you know.
Something that she would want.
As rise like a phoenix after something bad happened.
I'm like, honey, God, I pray.
But that's Brittany's love language. Is that, like, that's her of, like, saying that you did the right thing. We look up to you, Brittany. You are the leader of our group now. Like, I think she loves that adulation.
Yeah, well, I think that she loves the idea of standing by her man and being, like, a partner in that sense. I think she loves that more than she loves, like, herself. Because the whole thing was like, I love Jack so much, like, I'm going to be there for him and forgive him. And, like, that's, like, what I feel like I need to do without taking into account, like, how disrespected she's truly been over the years and how disrespected she'll continue to be forever now. And, like, it's more important to her to be, like, a good wife or, like, a good girlfriend. That's, like, what a good girlfriend does.
Yeah.
It's very... I don't know. It's kind of backwards thinking.
I mean, it just cracks me up. And the fact that Kristen really is looking, like, it really does seem like she's telling the truth, though, that Kristen is looking to them as a couple that's like, and that, like, darks me out fully. Like,
but I think Kristen's always kind of had a thing for Jax.
Oh,
and I think that ties into.
You jealous?
Her. Fine, Kristen, go fuck Jax again. I think that she. I think it's still, there's underlying bubbles of, like, just like flirty feelings with Jax. I think he's the one that she could kind of never land.
That's if I ever write a play, it will be it'll be the night of that drive thing, because I always in my head, like, what was it? It started silently. The movie's on. It's silent. Whose hand brushes, like does it brush? And then it's like, oops, sorry. And then, no, it's fine. And then it's like, it brushes again. Like, what's the dialogue that happens? Like, what's the, like, shh.
I think it was a foot dick moment. Like, it was like, she was probably laying down. He was on the other side. And then, like, a foot creeped over. And you know he likes feet. And then I think a foot crept over and maybe he started rubbing her foot, and then it was just like more rubbing, and then she like kind of rubbed her foot on
his dick.
And then
she felt like his thing move a little bit through
and then it just kind
of
like moved from there.
Yeah. So do you think there was any dialogue? Do you think there was like, shh, like, no.
I think it was just they both knew they had to be quiet.
We've seen that apartment. It's a very small apartment.
Didn't they not kiss?
Yeah.
It was all just like fucking.
Like Pretty Woman, not on the lips.
Yeah. And I think it was just like, it was like a hot, bad thing for both of them to do. But then it was probably really hot, which is why they met up again to fuck. And then probably the second time it was not that hot, because you're in Jax's like weird Koreatown studio with a bicycle hanging over your head on the wall.
You're blowing Hal right now.
Ooh, Hal's going to come.
Hal loves that pussy. Yeah. I'm sorry. Families don't listen to this.
We apologize. Lisa's wearing a pillbox hat in Sir, which I was truly like, she's lost her mind. I've never seen such a thing. She's worn a lot of hats, but she's never crossed like a Jackie O.
Is this the scene with the ahi tuna and like tell me what's on it?
Yeah, okay, this is the scene with like the tuna and the couscous. Can you tell me what it comes with? And then Dana's like, it comes with slaw? And she goes, yes, cabbage slaw.
Yes, the cabbage slaw. But also, did you notice like Dana said it? Like when she was like, duh, cabbage slaw. And like, I thought the reaction was going to be not good enough. It needs to go fast. Like, but she was like, yes.
Cabbage slaw.
And like, she was like, kin, she got it. He goes, huh.
Jiggy is literally dead.
Okay, so this,
every time someone speaks, Jiggy blinks his eyes.
Lisa, I believe, was holding Jiggy in this scene,
mm-hmm.
and Ken was barely moving. What I think is that there is some kind of symbiotic life force happening, like E.T. and Elliot in E.T., and like Ken needs to have, that's why he's always holding Jiggy, because it's the only way he can actually move. So when Lisa had, like, Ken's just fully out of commission. He's like, oh, he's like just dying. He's like, give it to the poor man, you know?
He needs a dog to live, because she handed the other dog, Puffy, to the woman that was sitting with them that didn't get any sort of cry on. Those two gays that they brought in, they did get a cry on, but I was joking with Carrie. I was like, that one like on the left relapsed actively during this, starts like chugging wine.
Fine, I'll have an espresso.
It's like these
martini.
Poor guys that she dragged into Sir.
I bet she makes them pay for their portion of the meal too.
Yeah. Then Brett comes up and flirts with Ken and Lisa.
Well, so this is my favorite thing. He goes, you know, you want to work out? Well, I don't think I'll be working out. You know, and he makes a joke and then he goes, hey, kid, you want to work out with me?
You going to wear some sleeveless tops with me?
And Ken just sat silently. He goes, huh? I saw you up, huh? I saw you up if I did, huh? Like, and it was like a really weird moment. He clapped back and then he goes, ho, ho, ho. Like he laughed at himself. He goes, oh, good one.
Ken made it funny.
He made it funny. He was just like, Lisa's like, my man's brain is good as ever.
These two oldies. I believe that Lisa holds Jiggy and actively pumps his heart with her hand. Like, it's like whenever Yoda. She's holding him, she's going, do, 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 do. Yeah.
What's that?
Jiggy's past the point. Like, it's as a dog owner, and you are a dog owner too. I think that, and you've probably had friends that have had dogs that have gotten really old, and I have as well. And I think that there's a point where it's like the dog is not having like a quality of life anymore.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, they love the dog, they don't want to, but it's like, it's time, doesn't. I feel like this is the time. Take Lisa aside and be
next,
like,
if next man. Week we get a scene with Danica pulling Lisa aside, going, I would be like, I'm back fully into this show. I'm fully in.
Someone needs to intervene. I'm just saying.
Or like, what if poor Jiggy, God forbid, like dies at Pride next week? Like, it's Jiggy.
He is truly with, like, he goes into like a Justin Bieber chamber every night.
The hyperbaric chamber.
Yeah, that is how Jiggy lives.
By the way, just really off topic real quick, we're just going to sit around as a nation and let him sleep in a hyperbaric chamber. We saw the last time this happened was Mr. Jackson. Like, that's how I grew up, was like Michael Jackson in the 80s, and it was like, he has the elephant man's bones and he sleeps in a hyperbaric chamber. And like, now Justin is sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. We don't want this. We see this, how the story ends.
Well, then I started Googling hyperbaric chambers, because I was like, how much do they cost? That doesn't look that expensive.
And that, like,
yeah, because it was zippy and plastic. Like,
what's in that box behind me?
It's about $13,000 to $15,000.
Okay, so it's a wish list item.
Investment.
It's a wish list item. Yeah,
there are different kinds, but I would want like
the good one.
I want the Justin Bieber kind.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I would sleep in a hyperbaric chamber. I think it's cool. I'm ready to destigmatize hyperbaric.
Wait, you don't think anything else is concerning about Justin Bieber's behavior?
I think everything is concerning.
Okay, maybe if somebody like you decided to sleep in a hyperbaric chamber, I'd give it a second thought. But Justin Bieber, I'm like, it gives the hyperbaric chamber community a bad name.
Yeah.
All the good people, we don't have he's the spokesman for hyperbaric chambers now.
Yeah. I'm on like a free Haley tip.
Oh, that poor girl does it. Like, she said in an interview, she's there to serve Justin. That's her God. Like, that's what God has put her on this earth to do, is serve Justin.
Yeah. I'm like, wake up, wake up.
We do this thing on my podcast. Well, I do this thing on my podcast where, like, I got fixated on this one clip where he was calling like 16-year-old girls and telling them to stream his song.
Oh yeah.
And like, in this one girl, she's like,
she's crying.
She's like, Justin. And there's like, he goes, hi, how are you? And like, you can tell he's talked to so many girls throughout his life that he doesn't, he's like, hey. And she's like, Justin. And then there's a pause. He goes, do you have your computer with you? And he goes, and she goes, yeah. And then she goes, No. The one time she doesn't bring her computer somewhere, it's like, there's no way Justin will call. And he's like, okay. He's like, have you streamed Yummy yet? And then he starts doing accent work on the call just to amuse himself.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
It's really, I think, did you post that recently?
I had a real mental breakdown on the podcast while I was listening to it. And I was rolling laughing. Like, tears, it was like 3 a.m, tears coming out of my, I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
It's pretty magical.
But then I was gonna, because he was like stream yummy, and I was trying to find an act. I was like, I had an actor at my work that was gonna do it, where I was gonna be like, hey, and they're like, oh, it's right, man. I was like, stream so bad it's good, do it now. Stream so bad it's good.
Do you have your computer?
Do you have your computer with you? Imagine, like, your hero is Justin, and then he asks you if you have your laptop with you.
No, he's like not even trying to be charming during
that
call.
There's no charm at all. And that little wispy mustache, like, I remember that time when you could start growing mustaches and you're like, what if I did it with like weird glasses? And like, he's in that phase, and I think he's like, he could possibly lose every fan that he's ever gotten by the time he goes on tour.
I don't think he will. I think the fans are there for life. I think when you imprint on people that young, they're forever fans. It's like the Swifties. They're forever fans.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something that I'm like, how far do you go with somebody that it seems, I just don't think he's ready to go on tour again to stadiums. Like, he seems like he's very much struggling.
Fragile. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he admits that in his YouTube new documentary.
And I thought it was cool for him to talk about like addiction and drugs and be very open about that. Yeah. And like the struggle that he's had with his mental health as a result of that. But I also am just like, this is a terrible relationship model for young people to watch. Yeah. It's like the Haley and Justin relationship. I think it's dark-sided. I think it's like, I feel weird being like, she doesn't have enough clarity, like being like, she can't make this decision. But I really think that
her,
like,
dad is Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. I'm like, no.
It's like, I mean, if you do it like that, she might be living in like slightly better of a situation.
Also, she was a fan. He just married a fan.
I literally look around here. I go, hey, can I tell you something? No. So the rumor on this, and this is pretty high up, is that supposedly they were in the Hamptons when Haley was like younger, and mm-hmm. like they were like, supposedly Justin took her virginity. Like, she had always been in love with him, and he took her virginity. They weren't dating or anything like that. It was like in his like womanizing phase.
Was this when they first kind of were spotted dating before they like, remember they dated for like a month or something,
and then they broke up, and then a year or something later they got back together
and got married.
But it was like he took her virginity supposedly, and that's why it's even more like that's in and it
that's
goes
why
with his
like,
religion and stuff like that, you know. And if you think about it with that terms too, it's even really interesting.
Well, yeah, she does have the kind of look at him and the way that it's like a first love, or like that guy that you just are obsessed with in high school and like follow around and would do anything for.
Yeah.
But I'm like, and I guess she's getting something out of it too. She's getting more fame, more money, like a lot more opportunities. So I'm like, go girl, I guess. But I'm also just like, what are you, like, every single person around you is praising you for subjecting yourself to just like daily abuse from this person.
But like, if you think of it like that's what she thinks her sole purpose in life is, then it's like, wow, like that whole serving that, like, there, I talked about this with my sister a lot over like the break, because she's super religious, is that, you know, that whole like, you are supposed to give it up to the man, you mm-hmm. know, like there is that whole rhetoric in religion about like the man's word is king, you know.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
Oof, it's very interesting. I wrote, is everyone rolling on this last night?
Yeah, I would hope so. Like, I mean, that's, I really would love the drug situation in some of these scenes. Like, I wish, you know, they do that, like, fun fact, producer fact episode.
Oh, yeah, they were, like, pumped up episode.
They were like,
something.
They were on three grams of Molly here, you know? Yeah.
Jack scored a bag from one of the makeup ladies.
Jack picked up a bag off the floor. It turned out it was Coke.
Yeah, like, because Kristen and Stassi start chatting, and then that's when Stassi delivers like a really like impassioned friendship speech, and I was just like, I feel like they're rolling right now.
See, I don't know, because I don't think Stassi does drugs.
Yeah, I feel like, but I guess not. No more Adderall. She said she got off of Adderall.
Yeah, like I don't. And Adderall to me is not. It's like that's a supposedly an efficient drug, and not a.
That's,
you know,
it's meth. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
It's a form of meth.
Yeah.
It's like chic meth, but still.
Yeah. Does anybody have any?
I do. I do have Adderall, and the generic version is like amphetamine tap, well, that's like salt.
That was when I knew that I was like, I need to really learn to live life a little better, because I was doing that up all night editing thing, and I was like, I wonder if I can go to a doctor and tell him I have a podcast and get a mail. I was like...
We'll go offline. I'll give you a tip or two.
Sure. We have Ira Glass coming here all the time.
But then Stassi gives Kristen terrible advice where she's like, I think you should just get back together with Carter. And I'm just like, no, don't ever. You don't tell someone that. You never encourage someone, even though if it takes them years to break up with someone, you never say, like, just go back with them.
Well, I think at that point she was just like, fuck it. You know, like, I'll lean into like, well, she did that. Like, I always love you.
Yeah.
You'll always be my friend.
But that's
always a lie. Well, we know it's
right
a lie.
Right now she goes on Watch What Happens Live and is like, I'm not going to invite you.
Which is a
WeHo
dunzo.
Yeah.
We still have that scene to get to.
Which one?
Remember in the preview, she goes, which is a WeHo dunzo.
Oh, yeah.
So they're some like, big thing happens at Tom Tom where she does that in Kristen's face.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, poor Dodie.
I know. You really need to be there for her in this time.
I know. And then I was like, it was telling, too, to see who stuck around to jump in the pool with Brittany.
That made me
and
sad.
I felt
that
bad
made me
for
sad,
the,
though, is that they were trying to do the, like, as they always jump in naked somewhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's like they're pulling out
the same.
Oh, yeah,
they didn't even do that. No one even got naked.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I mean, Kristen's tit fell out.
Yeah, I mean.
She flashed Brittany her boobs.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like they're doing the
Kristen
same.
Kristen jumped into the pool with Brittany. She's a real one.
Totally is a real one, yeah.
I felt bad for the Kentucky friends because they were truly just cast off to the sidelines. Like, not, they were basically extras. Can you imagine what it must have been like for them to be on this trip?
Can you imagine really paying to get there? Really, like,
they probably paid at least $500.
Oh, definitely,
more than
yeah.
that.
And they probably also, like, their drinks probably weren't paid for by production, and they probably had to do that one thing to ingratiate themselves with, like, hey, can I buy everybody a shot? And they ended up having to buy like 13 shots at a bar one night for like,
yeah, they probably dropped like $2,000 a piece on this weekend that they didn't even get to like hang out with their friend.
Yeah. Yeah, the one girl, though, what's her name from Jackson, Britt, Take, Kentucky?
Oh, is it like Lacey or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, she was there, the black hair. Like, I think she got,
I thought she would get, like, some speaking
yeah,
roles.
Yeah, I did, too. Yeah, like, she did.
It was weird that they were so segregated.
Made me sad.
Well, stay tuned. I have hopes that there will be more lols, but then we just have other things going on.
No, life's
know.
So complicated, and...
Things happen. You're up one day, you're down the next.
We have 24 more days until the wedding. So does that mean 3 more weeks and the wedding happens? Or
I don't know of how much they crunch time on this show.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get the wedding fucking over with. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I know I...
And the thought of having to go into another season with another wedding, I'm like, I can't take any more weddings. I'm weddinged out. And yeah. I don't even know these
you
people.
You hit me on the wrong year. I do not want to see any weddings.
I don't want to see any and weddings. I don't care.
What do you think? Oh, that was...
What storylines, too? And the only next thing they can even maybe do to salvage the show, which is potentially one of the darkest prospects I can think of, is that they...
Kill somebody.
Is the pregnancy pact.
Oh, pregnancy pact, yeah.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Or kill someone. Yeah. Someone would just have to like, not, they would have to organically
what
die.
What if I was like sister to the traveling pants?
That's I was like mean. Waiting because there was one point where I was like, someone will die on the show is what I thought. Like in season six when things were especially dark, but it's so amazing. I was like, it's only a matter of time before a horrible thing happens. And then it hasn't happened yet. So
well, we've spent 8 years with these people. Like something, we're going to see something bad happen. That's not somebody cheating on somebody.
Yeah.
They just, there's no, I don't know. It's just, oh, that's what I want to tell you about the wedding, though, is that, so when I was talking to that Janet Elizabeth, she said at the wedding, Shep was there, and Shep was trying to, from Southern Charm, Shep was trying to hook up with her, and Sheena told her no, because she might have done, she might be interested in Shep.
Okay.
Which I thought that was so Sheena to be like, no, you can't hook up with him. Don't. No, no, no.
I love that.
You know.
Mm-hmm. She like, Sheena's just claiming ground.
I'll take that one too. And that one. And that one.
Well, oh, I was watching the like E.T., like Bryce Sanders interview with Brittany and
with Jax.
Where they were like, Shep was a real wild card. Like we thought
he videotaped our wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we thought he'd keep his shit together more, but he actually got like drunker than anyone and like ruined a lot of things for us. Which I've been like classic Shep.
Yeah. I mean, what I, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Some like rich cokehead. Like you think that they're going to like be respectful?
Well, I mean, the amount of times that I'm sure Jax and Shep have like done weird things together are plentiful. And like Jax knows exactly who you know.
Yeah. Needed. Thank you so much for being here this week.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, you should listen to Ryan's podcast, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey.
Yes. Give it a shot if you can. Lara's going to come on next week and talk The Bachelor with me.
Yes.
So
I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. It's been in the news. Aren't people like really up in arms about The Bachelor right now?
I mean, I don't know. It's like they aired 5 hours this week, which is just like, there's no fucking way they should be airing. Like it, they want to kill people with this stuff. So next week they're just doing a 2-hour episode. Thank
God.
Cool. You're like, okay.
Cool. I was like, whoa, 5 hours. I was ready to like buckle in, like get.
Well, imagine like you do, like you like take notes of this stuff and you're.
Yeah.
Just
like, and I was like, and a Bachelor is like a, I mean, they just rehash so much stuff that it's like, I wish that they would just boil it down to like 45 minutes of just like tight TV.
Well, and especially since we watch all this stuff, like we get, you know, you're like, we can do this much quicker, you guys. You could really have a good hour in this 5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Namaste to anyone that stuck around for 5 hours of The Bachelor this past week.
Yeah, you've got to there's things going on for...
Well, I can't wait to go on your pod. Yeah, thanks for being here.
And she's been on there multiple times, so go check out her episodes if you haven't. So,
yes, please. And that's all. Love and light.
I'm Hal.
I know I'm feeling.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.